Yeah, so I just wanted to just go back to 47:39, which is just this the sacred scripture portion at the head of this reading. So taking the brothers as being the proprium in an active state, and Joseph as being spiritual truths that are approaching that state to essentially expose it for what it is. And there's an immediate response from the proprium to limit the impact. And the way that it does that is through rationalizing away the what truths are seeking to point out. And that rationalization, or that process of weakening truth, even to the point of removing the appearances, so that I am then not responsible and don't have to do anything, is what casts it into a pit. So that state is a state of a pit in which there is no truth, at least none that we can access, because we're in this active state, which is proprial. But what really caught my attention is the means of that truth being drawn out of that pit. And I found it interesting. So you have the Ishmaelites coming along, but it's the Midianites that draw Joseph out and sell him to the Ishmaelites. So it was kind of like, well, where did the Midianites come from, right? So they kind of arrive at an opportune moment and take advantage of the situation. But spiritually, or experientially, or in terms of process, they're described as Gentile states. And it struck me because we often, if we think about that externally, we know, it's pretty clear what a Gentile is versus someone of the church. But internally, we also have Gentile states and established ways of thinking and feeling around doctrine, which we don't really give a lot of thought to. They're just there. We just accept them as dogma, almost. So these are the historical aspects of our faith. The Gentile state is the state which is on the living edge. It's the state that is moving. And that's what these Ishmaelites are doing. And it's simple good, or being in good, but thirsting for truths. That's sort of the key aspect. So this is where the church is constantly on the rise. So it is where the new church is found. And I mean that in terms of every new church that's being developed within us as we pass through these cyclic processes. So in a state of the pit, whether willful or not, and more often in this sort of work, it's not a willful thing, it's just where we kind of end up. And there are simple truths that once we take hold of them and start to actually implement them, so where we are in a state where we get insight into the fact that we're violating a commandment, or we're not being as charitable as we can be in a situation. So just those simple ideas as they come in, and as we receive them, they can slowly have what is of a higher quality lifted out of that pit that we had thrown it into due to the active state. And this is the Midianites. They are these simple truths that are able to elevate the things of the Lord out of that pit, and they are adjoined to the good that is moving. That is the Gentile state, the Ishmaelites, and where they're going is down to Egypt. And Egypt, in the positive sense, is going back to the word, to the letter of the word, to redraw what's needed, that the old way of thinking about things can no longer, because it can no longer serve us. That's what's represented by the brothers. So that state of knowledge that the brothers represent could serve for a time, but it comes to a point where it becomes detrimental to our spiritual advancement, and so has to be laid aside so that we can come into a new understanding of things. And that new understanding is a returning to the word and a redrawing of doctrine for our life. So it's definitely something illustrated through logopraxis, but that there's this constant, over the years we've seen it, you know, like there's just this constant need to let go of the way we thought things were in order for something new to come in and support us, in terms of our, you know, in terms of our spiritual life. So there was there's a lot here. And then, as I mentioned, you come to the end and it's like this question that arises. And that question needs to be a living question in us all. You know, like where is the church? Is it in these well-worn patterns that I engage in without thinking? Or is it where I can be more conscious and aware and alert to the word working in my life on a, you know, on a daily, on a moment-to-moment basis?